Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the community manager for Relay for Life, Tricia Jackson. How are you today, Tricia?
I am well. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the program. I know Relay season pretty much just wrapped up, but we want to get you on to talk about an event that's happening Wednesday night. And this is a pretty important event taking place at St. Joseph Hospital. It's called a Discovery Session. Tricia, what's going to be happening tomorrow night?
Well, actually, what we're going to be doing is asking for the community to come on out and let us know how you're feeling about Relay for Life. It has come down to us having these discussions because over the course of the last couple of years, we've had some lower attendance at our event. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the American Cancer Society is working extremely hard to make sure that we're still becoming good stewards of donor dollars, to find cures, to help citizens. You know, in Iasco County, last year alone, we served over 140 residents with different programs and services when they called and talked to ACS. And what we found was that at the Relay, we were just kind of down in numbers. Mm-hmm. So we want to meet where the community is at and get some input and some information from the community to see what they see Relay for Life for in the future and what that looks like.
And no, we're not necessarily just talk about people who have been volunteering for Relay. This is open to anyone who may have experienced Relay at any time in the past.
Absolutely. Yeah. We definitely would love to see some more survivors come out and give some input. You know, historically speaking, we have a lot of teams who are, you know, they bleed purple, I say. You know, they're
right.
in it for the long haul. They're making it happen. And quite honestly, if it weren't for fundraising dollars, we literally would not be able to do the work we do. And as the largest research provider in the entire world next to the American government, if we don't do it, then I really shudder to think who will.
Exactly. It's a great question, and I'm sure it's one of them that's going to be asked tomorrow night. Now, the discovery session is taking place at St. Joseph Hospital. Give us the details on that for tomorrow night.
It is. It'll be Wednesday, and it is at 6 p.m. If you go to the hospital and go right inside the cafeteria, there are two large classrooms attached to that cafeteria. That's it's called Cafeteria Classroom A. And if you go in there, right around 6 o'clock p.m. is when we're going to get started. And we're hoping to have our event leadership team available there that want to be able to answer questions. We're hoping to have as many community members and survivors that can come out to help us join the fight, because we need to figure out how we're going to better engage the community so that the ones that work so incredibly hard to fundraise all year long are very well supported as well. And then that way we can support our survivors and do so much more and have a bigger impact.
Indeed. So come on out if you've got any ideas at all about how you'd like to see Relay for Life upgrade a little bit, or some of the things you'd like to see that haven't been out there. Or, you know what, just come on out and see what it's all about. St. Joseph Hospital, again, Cafeteria Classroom A, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, it gets underway. Now, if they want more information about Relay for Life in general, Tricia, how do they get more information?
Absolutely. If you can go a couple different places, but I'll tell you the best way to go is just Google Relay for Life of Iasco County, and you're going to get our webpage. It's pretty incredible, easy to navigate. You scroll down to the bottom, my contact information is there. I can, you know, be reached by email or by phone, whatever works for you. But definitely, if you've ever thought about being involved or you've been involved in the past and just have stepped away for whatever reason, I encourage you to please come out. Mm-hmm. We really do need your input. And like I said, if not us, then who? We are finding cures and treatments every single day and helping the community there in Iasco County. We definitely need to find out how we can ignite that passion once again.
Exactly. So come on out tomorrow night, again, Cafeteria Classroom A at St. Joseph Hospital there, right on M55 in Tawa City. Gets underway at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. It is a discovery session for Relay for Life of Iasco County. And the community manager for Relay for Life, Tricia Jackson. Tricia, thank you for joining us, and hopefully we pack the place tomorrow night and come up with a lot of great ideas for the future of Relay.
That would be absolutely wonderful. Thanks so much to Carol Broadcasting for all of your support.